The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. One more time we come back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunner.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. That's where the stuff you never find in stock is in stock. The mayor of New Orleans, a city plagued by murders and shootings, they've decided to stem the violence with new gun control measures, including a requirement that stolen and lost guns are promptly reported to police. I would like to see the study where law-abiding citizens don't report lost and stolen guns to the cops. I have never seen that study. And what they're trying to do is take the victim and make them the criminal. Yeah, short version. On Friday, this past Friday, Mayor Michelangelo and the city council members introduced the proposed gun laws. The ordinance as drafted is a duplicate of state and federal laws that exist. And some experts question how effective the city ordinance would be. It won't be effective at all. It's already illegal. Everything they're trying to make a law about is already illegal to do. So it can't become more illegal. Under the proposal, it would become a crime not to report stolen or lost guns within 48 hours. They're trying to mandate and get... Now, okay. There's a lot of reasons you might not get around to that. 48 hours. And who's to say when the clock on that starts and stops? It would also make it a crime to unlawfully possess a gun in or near New Orleans athletic parks, schools, and school buses, as well as to have a gun without a serial number, and to improperly brandish a gun. I can't do that now with my concealed carry permit. So that's not new. It also places restrictions on people convicted of domestic abuse and battery to own a gun. That's nothing new either. This is duplication. Landrieu said the ordinance would become one more tool for law enforcement to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and combat street violence. How's that going to work? Excuse me there, criminal guy. You're charged with having a gun near a school bus. Further, you're charged with having a gun near a school bus. Going to make it illegal twice? New Orleans has struggled for years with a high murder rate, retaliatory killings, drug traffickers, shootings, and robberies. So far this year, there have been 35 homicides and 67 non-fatal shootings, which makes them look awfully good compared to Chicago. and that's according, that's compared to Chicago, that's not even a tenth, that's not even 10% of Chicago. Although high, the number of homicides is down from last year when the city had tallied 50 killings by this time. There have been a similar number of shootings last year, police said. Together, we can stem the tide of gun violence and make New Orleans a city of peace. One time in Louisiana, Michael Bloomberg went down there and did some monetary investment and built up some infrastructure within a fairly decent sized swath there, and crime went down because all of a sudden people had jobs. But we'd be fools and communists to think that, you know, being allowed to live alive and do the right thing and not having racism used as a political tool against you, we'd be fools and communists to think that's the way it should be. Yeah, you know, serial numbers on guns, not having a serial number on a gun, that's always been a bad, bad thing. But it's more illegal now. It reminds me of Animal House when Dean Wormer comes out and says, well, from this moment on, they're on double secret probation. Whatever the hell that was. Not reporting a stolen or lost gun would carry a $250 fine. Violations of other sections would carry a $500 fine or 6 months in prison. D. Harper Wood, Jr., a criminologist at Loyola University, said this is toothless, and I have to agree. It's not going to accomplish. It's not even that. It's lip service. This is lip service. Hello, people that I've disenfranchised and that the government continues to keep you down. I'm going to make it illegal to do things, and it's going to make your life better. Excuse me, Mayor, isn't that already? Shut up. Put him in jail right now. Dr. Wood said, he added that most of the ordinance calls, most of what it calls for is already covered by state and federal statutes, making the city ordinance unnecessary. Hayne Rainey, a spokesman for Landrieu, said in an emailed statement, there should be no daylight between local and state law when it comes to prosecuting gun crimes. Well, are you going to charge one guy with one crime three different ways, though? And is that going to prevent crime? And one thing that they don't mention here, I talked last night about the clearance rate of murder in Chicago. What's their clearance rate? How often do they catch the bad guy? Mark Van Landingham, a public health researcher who studies crime in New Orleans, said the ordinance could help reduce murders. That's because he's a fool. He said the move proves that crime is on our radar screens and that the city leaders are looking at new methods to tackle violence. Kumbaya, yo. Amy Hunter, a spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, said the ordinance was political posturing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She said, for the most part, these ordinances are state law, and they are already illegal. She said the requirement to report lost or stolen guns is new, and she said that part of the ordinance could end up making law-abiding people criminals if they didn't report a lost gun. A lot of people don't even realize they've been robbed. Yeah, what if somebody does what if your child steals a gun from you? How are you supposed to know then? Rainey noted that most guns used in crimes are stolen, and often those stolen weapons are not reported to law enforcement. And then he goes on to say, despite that admission, he goes on to say, through this common sense measure, we can deter gun trafficking and stem the tide of guns going into the wrong hands. As it is drafted, the ordinance requires someone to make a report within 48 hours of discovering a gun is lost or stolen. How long are we supposed to, that clock, how long has that clock been running before you make that discovery, though? And how effective is that? But, you know. That's neither here nor there. that's neither here nor there. That part of it doesn't come into play. You'd be a fool and a communist to get out there and think that letting Black America have their families and letting the family stay together and encouraging fathers to stay with the family and mothers to stay with the family and try to get out of the way and allow economies to recover so that some people could go get some jobs to where they were good to go. That's just horrible. And you know what? When you do that, it's very hard to be in charge of those people because they get they get these ideas that they're free. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Yes. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. This is where you can find stuff you can't find anywhere else. They've got it. Hillary Clinton, I will continue to beat the drum on Clinton for however long I have to, because, you know, it doesn't matter who runs against Clinton. I'm voting for him. I'm voting for him because she wants to continue the Obama anti-Second Amendment crusade. She wants to do it. She knows if she becomes the president next, she's got one whole side of the Supreme Court is about to just, you know, totter over. They're just that old. She'd get three or four out of it. She knows this, and she wants that. That's, by the way, this is how presidents establish their legacy. And that's one way. And she seems to think that she can get me and you to help her out doing this. She was at a rally in Hartford, Connecticut, Thursday. She vowed to end America's gun culture if elected. That's an interesting phrase. And she said, we can do this consistent with the Second Amendment. We can do this, and she continues on, we can do this with the support of responsible gun voters, and that is exactly what we will do. How does she think a restriction on a freedom guaranteed by the Second Amendment can be consistent with the Second Amendment? That is one thing she did not say. Neither did she explain how she's going to get responsible gun voters to willingly assist in the restriction of their own rights. What was clear at the Clinton, Connecticut rally, however, was that putting restrictions on Americans' Second Amendment rights will be the central focus of a Clinton presidency, which is why, you know, if it was a military man, if it was General Mattis, I would do it. If it was Colonel Sanders, I would vote for them. Okay? Of course, whenever she goes to Connecticut, she gets to talk to, and not everybody in Connecticut is this way. I know plenty of people in Connecticut pro-gun, but Connecticut is the home of Sandy Hook, and this is a fact that Clinton exploits to full effect. This rally was her first public campaign stop in Connecticut this year, including two people who had lost family members in the Newtown shooting. We talked about this yesterday, Erica Smigelski. She said, what we need to focus on is the everyday gun violence that plagues our cities and plagues our towns. Erica is the daughter of Sandy Hook principal and shooting victim Dawn Hooksprung, who was as brave as the day is long. She rushed at Lanza open and empty-handed. You know? She said we need to find a way to stop that. She's becoming a persistent presence on the Clinton campaign trail. She's even featured in a Clinton campaign ad released Tuesday. No more families should have to go through what we have. I'm going to point this out again, okay? Premature death in the United States affects everybody. Now, if you want to really save a lot of lives, we need to be fighting heart disease. Because heart disease is the silent killer. This year, 640,000 people are going to die. They're going to be standing there thinking, hey, I feel a little dizzy. And they're going to pitch forward and they're going to be dead before they hit the ground. A like number will pitch forward and hit the ground but not be dead, and then they're going to have their chest cracked open. And then they're going to have to rehabilitate from that for a very, very long time. That would save some lives, but that's not sexy. We could go after cancer. After all, cancer comes in number two. Between cancer and heart disease, that's almost nearly half of the premature deaths in the United States today. That's 1.10 million people dying prematurely. Then you have things like medical misadventure, which that's another 180,000 people. Auto accidents. Very, very few automobile occurrences where it's deliberate. It's always an accident. And when you look at accidental shootings, well, they're very low on the totem pole. When you look at death by shooting, when you look at murder by shooting, it comes in dead last. You want to save some children? You need to go around there, go around in Connecticut there, Hillary, and fill in every in-ground pool there is and save some children's lives, by God. Smigelski also joined Clinton and said she's the only candidate that has what it takes to take on the gun lobby. She's never been involved in politics before, but she's made it her mission to advocate for common sense gun reform, according to Clinton. And this common sense gun safety reform will likely include a skew of constitutionally dubious executive actions. One audience member told her this, and she asked for an amen on this. This is interesting. We need you to be able to use your executive powers to legislate that you can't carry guns in cars. You can't bring cars in buildings that are not assured to carry them. What? We need executive powers to say we will fight for life and not kowtow to the NRA. And Clinton said, whoa, let the congregation say amen. Do you understand what she's saying? What she is saying, okay, is that what happened with her husband, what happened with the crime bill when he was in power, was the omnibus crime bill, the assault weapon ban, the Brady Law, all of that stuff, that we were sort of guilted into that. And, you know, to save the children. Of course, back then, at that particular time, nobody had done the studies that we've done. We didn't have this 20, 25-year downturn on crime like we've had without any government intervention whatsoever. With guns exploding, with the ownership of guns exploding, with more people owning guns than ever before, with more people carrying guns than ever before. If it were the guns, death would be high. If it were the guns, there would be no gun controllers. If the guns told me, if I picked up one of my guns, if I picked up this right here and it started saying, go kill the gun controllers, and it took control of my mind, there would be no gun controllers. There would be no moms demand detention. There would be no illegal mayors in every town that you look at. There would be none of that. There would only be pro-gun people and me in jail. So it's you know, it's not the guns. Certainly not that. So Hillary's out there. She's doing her level best. She's got some. The phrase, I like the phrase waving the bloody shirt or tap dancing in the blood of the innocents. Still, those poor children in Sandy Hook still can't rest in peace. They're too busy being exploited. The families are too busy being exploited. Their grief is allowing it to compound. They think they're doing something, but they're not. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sometimes you got to look at what's happening out there in the general area, you know what I'm saying? Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. They carry stuff you've never seen before in your life. I am not a fan of Fox News. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. When it debuted in 1996, a lot of people said it was a breath of fresh air, seemingly unadulterated by the leftist bias that had long characterized the three mainstream networks and CNN. But now, for the writer of this particular article, it's bad because now it seems like they've gone to the altar of Donald Trump. Now, I don't particularly care for Fox News for a number of reasons. They are a northeastern New York-based entity that when they're talking about things, they say terms like gun violence. They say terms like assault weapon. They call a shooter who might be a defender, they call him a gunman. They give all of the negative connotations. They put it in the copy because they're not actually reporting. They're copying and they're reading. Okay? So I don't much care for them that much. I look at a lot of them and I've often wondered if they're run by liberals, to be honest with you. I don't think Bill O'Reilly, for example, he's not a conservative. Bill O'Reilly's not a conservative. He got into an argument with Jason Chaffetz about AR-15s being fully automatic weapons. He's never seen one in his life. And the thing about the guy is that if I was sitting there trying to have a discussion with him about this, he would get up there and do all this blustering stuff and threaten, you know, do all of this bodily stuff where he's, you know, sort of trying to transmit to me that he's going to do something physical. And, you know, I would twist him into a pretzel. And this is the thing. This is a hallmark of a liberal. A liberal will get out there with no capability whatsoever. They'll take a swing at you because you anger them. Or they'll be like Piers Morgan I can't remember who it was. He had two females talking pro-gun. And they were just tearing him apart. And he was wadding up paper and throwing it across the room because he was getting so angry. He could not control himself. These people that want to control you or want to see somebody else control you can't control themselves. Fox News, to me, you know, you look at Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith is, you know, I'm sure that he would be upset about microaggressions. Or he would talk the talk, too. Geraldo Rivera. They all talk the talk, but they're just Northeastern types that aren't flaming liberals. They're not Republicans. They're not conservatives. They're not anything. They are minor birds. For this person to get out there and think that if you've ever sat back and said Fox News is fair and balanced, you've been lying to yourself. You've been lying to yourself. What Fox News is veiled. They're not, Glenn Beck. I mean, is there anybody out there that thinks that Glenn Beck is not the absolute epitome of conservatism? Glenn Beck does not believe in constitutional carry. His reasoning is this. I don't think everybody should be allowed to have a gun. Oh, but Glenn, excuse me, how would you determine who should and shouldn't have a gun? Well, so, you know, the mentally ill shouldn't have guns and criminals shouldn't have guns. How do you determine who those people are, Glenn? How are you going to determine that by looking at them? Now, by their actions, yes, we can do that, yes. But if everybody was carrying a gun, their actions would not have nearly as much collateral damage, Glenn. Do you see where I'm going with this, Glenn? No. I do not believe that everybody should have a gun. Now, if you want a picture with me, that'll be $86. Now, Trump is a phenomenon where he figured out one thing. Trump is a deal maker, and he figured out that in order to make a deal, you got to do something different. So what he did was he listened. He listened for a while, apparently. He listened to what politicians didn't say. He listened to what the electorate said they wanted. And then he got out there and said, I'm going to be a politician. I'm going to give you what you said you wanted. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to bring the jobs back. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The only way for a president to be that effective and to actually have a hand in that much stuff would be for him to continue the way Obama has started with the imperial presidency. To where we don't need a Congress anymore. Now, Obama has set that stage. Obama has set the stage to where, from here on out, nobody ever needs to see anybody's college transcripts as the president. Because he's kept his closed. He claimed to be the most transparent. He is the exact, he's 180 degrees away from that. So he's said, I don't have time for Congress anymore. Congress is the do-nothing Congress. Congress is doing what they were elected to do. They're doing what they're elected to do. They're not nearly as, I would like them to be a little more energetic, and I would like for them to be a little more outraged, but some of them are doing what they were elected to do. But getting out there and looking at Fox News and saying, they're the ones that make the difference. They're the ones this and the, you know. Fox News is, I don't watch it. I go to the website a couple times a day, And I don't watch, you know, beyond that, I look at their headlines. But I mean, if you go look at their headlines, they'll have other stories. They've got so much filler on Fox News. It's pathetic. Go to the website where everybody's searching their name. You'll be surprised what they'll find out about you. This is on Fox News. This is on Fox News. Why we love Kate Hudson. That's on Fox News. Sometimes I get confused as to whether it's Fox News or if it's Maxim Magazine. But, you know, Maxim Magazine is, you know, it has a has just enough stuff about guys in it so they can call it a men's magazine, and then it's a bunch of women. Okay. This person has just discovered that Fox News is not what they thought it was. I've known that for a long time. Getting out there and looking at anybody that's on, being one of the things that amazes me is that if you can get on the magic box, that changes everything for you. Because if people see you on the magic box, that changes everything. That changes everything about you, and you become unreachable. But you're out there. I can see you. I almost know you. Getting out here and investing a bunch of emotion and expectations and hope in these people means you're setting yourself up for the ultimate, the absolutely ultimate of disappointments, because they are going to fail you and fail you spectacularly. And you'll look at them and you'll be very upset about it and everything else, but just don't go there. Just don't go there. Good for this person, this lady here. She's Fox News is no good. Welcome to my world. We'll be right back.
Up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is the last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. You won't believe what you'll see. Okay, within the Marine Corps, their infantry officer course is called the infantry officer course, and they've just had the 30th female Marine officer to attempt the services IOC course flunk out. She made it to day 11 out of a total of 84. The name of this female Marine officer has not been released. Getting the auto dials, calling into the show. It makes me feel good to see it blinking, though. This female Marine officer, her name has not been released, though. She said she will try and repeat the course later this summer in July. Officers trying for an infantry officer or infantry military occupational specialty get two tries. When they flunk out and they're getting ready to be recycled, and that's the terminology they use, they're put into a Marines awaiting training platoon. And they're going to have the opportunity to re-enter training in July with Class 416. I don't know where the Marine Corps holds their infantry officer course, but in July, that's going to be miserable. That's going to be miserable. This female passed day one, which seems to take out the vast majority of females who have tried their hand at the course in the past, though she did not make it as far as two others who got up to day 18. The attrition rate of the course is generally 25%. But not a single female has passed from 2012 to 2016. The Marine Corps previously ran volunteer experiments with IOC as part of a massive effort to study women in combat. This particular female was ready and eager to hit the course with the announcement of her attempt coming only a few days after Secretary of Defense Carter's acceptance of the Marine Corps' integration plans in March. Now, the problem here is if you lower the standard in order to look politically correct. And there's a couple things that you have to be concerned with in combat, in ground combat, okay? Ground combat means you may be dragging somebody, means you may be going hand-to-hand with somebody. It means a lot of dirty, painful things. And so far, They have not lowered the standard. They say they're not going to lower the standard. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus explicitly addressed IOC while at Camp Pendleton earlier in April. He said one of the questions I got at OIC was, okay, 5 years from now, no woman has made it through IOC. What happens? My response was, no woman made it through IOC. Standards aren't going to change. For the rank-and-file Marines, though, they don't trust their leaders. And they don't trust Mabus because of how he mishandled the Marine Corps study showing that mixed-gender units vastly underperform relative to male-only units. The problem with political correctness, wherever it goes, is that political correctness has no place at all on the battlefield. The battlefield should be a place for complete and total chauvinism. Because what's happening on that battlefield is a kind of business that most people really don't want to be involved in. If you've never, you can taste combat. Okay, literally, you can taste it on your tongue. And for most people, the specter of that is a little daunting. But what you have to have in that is you have to have 100% complete trust in your team and your partners and your buddies. And you have this expectation that they're going to be able to pull their weight. That is literally the way it is. So, you know, here in South Carolina, we had the Citadel, which they've now had a few female graduates of the Citadel. But in the beginning, Shannon Faulkner wanted to be the first female cadet to get into the Citadel and to go through the Citadel. And she got into the Citadel, and she didn't make it. I don't think she made it a month. I don't think she made it a month. Do I think women should have the same opportunities I have? Yes, absolutely. However, there's certain performance-based professions like soldiering that I think that they have to prove themselves just like I do. Males have to prove themselves, but they, you know, not trying to be chauvinistic here. At the same time, I don't really care. I don't really care what anybody thinks about that. That kind of thing is, it's just part of it. One of the things that Hillary Clinton is really good about is that she takes gang members and somehow or other they become mainstream gun owners and vice versa. Mainstream gun owners become gang members. She stated the other day, too many young people in particular are turning to guns to settle disputes, grievances, and resentments. We have got to help our young people understand guns are never an answer and there have to be other ways, and that's going to take all of us working in our schools, working through our churches and our houses of worship, which are the same thing, but I just said it twice. We've got to break the grip of the gun culture on our young people because the number one leading cause of death for young African American men are guns. It outranks the next nine altogether. So this is a health issue, a safety issue, a cultural issue. And I'm going at it from the very first day. I'm going to keep talking about it. And we're going to make it clear that this has to be a voting issue. If you care about this issue, vote against people who give in to the NRA and the gun lobby all the time. Clinton is okay. I got no problem with her saying that you shouldn't use a gun to settle personal disagreements. And after that, she goes completely off the rails. She has this inability or perhaps unwillingness to separate criminal culture from gun culture. To me, this strongly suggests that we have a Democrat frontrunner who's either very confused or is commingling two significant oppositional groups, or even worse, is intentionally smearing one-third, one-half of the American electorate. The violent young people, and in specific young African-American men, Clinton says, are being shot in disputes and grievances and resentments. They all have a very common trait that Mrs. Clinton pointedly refuses to mention. The majority of them are predators with criminal records involved in street gangs, which are engaging in violent crime and narcotics trafficking. Because these gang members typically have criminal records, they cannot obtain firearms legally. They get them via the black market or via the straw man purchase or, you know, some, you know. And they're part of the thug culture, not the gun culture. as a rule of thumb, they do not go to the gun store or gun shows to get their guns because they can't pass a background check. And FFLs have to do that every time. These violent criminals do not compete in competition shooting. They don't go to firing ranges. They belong to gun clubs or the National Rifle Association. So this conflating the roughly 1.4 million gang members with 120 million plus law-abiding gun owners in both political parties who lawfully own guns for self-defense, hunting, collecting, and target shooting. What are you trying to do, old lady? What are you trying to do? And why are you trying to do it? Tomorrow night on the show, Sean Maloney will be joining me. Of course, we'll do the world according to Second Call Defense. And then we're going to be joined by Reed Hendrick of Valor Ridge. Reed is he's a very cerebral young man. And he has a love of the M1A, which I have a love for, too. So we're going to talk some training with him. I'm going to talk some gear with him because he's done some very good videos on gear just to get his opinion of him. You know, Big Polly, he gives me his opinion. You know, the Sheriff Shrek, he gives me his opinion. Fisher gives me his opinion. They all give me their opinion because I don't have one. Never used that stuff. Don't know anything about it. Never been around it. I've been around it. I just don't use it, so to speak. That's all coming up tomorrow. Once again, remind you that about this time next in May, Louisville, Kentucky, we're going to be there. Me, Second Call Defense, maybe even Ben, my man who's not here tonight. Although we did get it done. Thank you very much, sir. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.